Yep. Leonard Williams did not practice. Brandon Schell did not practice. Matt Forte did not practice. Austin Safarian Jenkins did not practice. Jermaine Kearse did not practice. Robbie Anderson was limited. Morris Claiborne was limited. And Jordan Jenkins was limited.
Anyone you comfortable ruling out?
Not at this time.
Anyone trending upward as opposed to down?
I'll see if they practice tomorrow.
Robbie, is it illness again?
Yes.
You said on Sunday that Leonard was getting tests on his back. What did those reveal?
They're negative.
Is that an MRI?
Not at liberty to say right now.
As opposed to like a
just sore.
What's your feeling on it for Sunday?
See how he feels toward the end of the week.
How would you, you know, week 17, would you lean more towards being cautious with the player and not playing them versus if this was, you know, week one?
Well, we don't play anybody that's hurt and don't feel they can play, number one. So we'll see how he feels and we'll see him run around. If he run around and looks good and he's strong, he'll play. If not, he won't.
Brian Winter's going to need surgery, for sure.
We're going through that now. He may, but it hadn't been confirmed at this time.
Todd, what progress, if any, have you seen from Bryce from New Orleans to last week?
Again, just the confidence. It hasn't shown the results. And he still rushed some throws here or there. But the confidence of understanding where to go and commanding the offense, that part we've seen. Still got to execute all the plays, though.
Is it of any alarm that his accuracy didn't get any better from that week to the last week?
No, not at this time. I mean, it's going to take a minute for him. He'll be fine. I mean, he'll be fine. This will be his third weekend. He should be fine.
You guys do play Appenberg yesterday. I mean, how much of a tall order is that? This guy hasn't played in like 2 years, and it's like go to Foxborough and try to be competent. I mean, that's tough, right?
Well, if something happens to Bryce and he has to play, we're confident that he can go in there and play.
Is that the only way
he'll
play in the game?
We'll see.
How willing are you to let the offense take more chances down the field now that nothing is really on the line for your team?
Well, it's on the line or off the line. We try to let our offense take chances down the field. Some coverages dictate that not to be so, and some do. But we'll see Sunday what's given to us.
Tyler, would you be more open to doing unorthodox things in off assets in the game of week 17 that has a playoff bearing for you?
Well, we've had them up all year. You know, some of them presented themselves, some of them didn't. So, you know, we'll see what we see, and we'll try to go from there.
But how does a week like this affect preparation when you have so many guys hurt? Like on offense, there's no Safarian Jenkins, no Kearse, Robbie's limited. I mean, that's a lot of your offensive weapon.
It is, but the other guys have been practicing too, so if they get hurt in the game, it's got to be the same thing. So luckily it's happening during the week where guys can get a lot of reps, so if they have to go in and play, they'll be comfortable.
Is Josh going to travel to Foxborough?
Yes.
What are you going to do at center this week? I mean, Wesley's practicing, right?
Yeah, he's practicing.
So does he go back to starting?
I'll make that decision Sunday.
How do you think Harrison did?
He did okay. You know, he did okay. The big thing he ran down the field and hustled was his big play, but some things he got some experience at that he did pretty good at. Some things you get better at as you play.
Did you know he was that fast? I mean, he got down there pretty good.
I'm gonna call him fast. He got down there pretty good for a 300-pound guy.
What goes into the decision whether Mo Wilkerson is active on Sunday?
My decision, that's all. Just mine only.
You said he served his sentence, so
right.
Is it strictly a football decision?
Yeah, I'm allowed to make active or inactive anybody I choose.
But is it strictly based on football or other factors?
Yes, football for me is just a coaching decision.
If you look at Marcus and Jamal here with one game to go, just from a safety point of view, since you know he positioned really well, how would you assess Jamal, I guess, and then Marcus, if you could just give us a thumbnail assessment of them?
I think Marcus has played extremely well in the back end. Obviously, with rookie safeties, experience teaches you to be more vocal. That's the biggest thing they'll get in the offseason, learning each other and being more vocal with the scheme as far as talking to each other. And Jamal's the same thing. He's down in the box more, but they're making their plays at their position, but as you get experience, you have to be more vocal as far as yelling things out and that type of deal. But they get it as they go, and they've gotten it every week. So from that standpoint, I think both of them will get better in year two, and that's been the biggest thing that they need to get better at.
What in terms of coverage, Jamal, how did you assess how he's done in the areas in coverage where he's had shortcomings? What can he do to kind of fix that?
You know, sometimes it's just eyes. We like the way he covers. I mean, he's very athletic. He can cover very well. Once or twice, guys have made great catches, which happens in this league, but I have no problem with his coverage. Just got to keep his eyes down sometimes.
Tom, where do you believe you need to improve as a coach? Like, is there a specific area, whether it's management or game management time? Like, is there anything specifically that you look at and you self-evaluate and say, you know, I kind of want to get better here?
No, I try to get better all the way around. I mean, I got a lot of work to do, obviously, and I try to get better. And after the season, I'm very hard on myself, as I am every week, and just try to get better in all facets of the game as you go.
How do you go about evaluating where you can improve? You have players, you say, okay, well, there's coverage, there's a sack, there's blocks, but as a coach, what do you
do? Well, after the season's over, you don't look at it clearly during the season. You can take a step back. After a couple of days of rest and everything, you start trying to see where you can get better at, and I think that's where I start picking things apart. I can't say I can do that right now, but as the season, off season goes, you start to see things that you can get better at. You could have done as you watch film and make decisions and see things that are done that you can do better.
How much do you talk to mentors and that kind of thing along those lines once the season's over?
Not much. You go through everything on your own because they're not looking at the film and they don't see all the decisions you made. So you have to do those things on your own, and if you can get a bit of advice here and there, you're always welcome to take it.
Todd, going back to Wilkerson, if he was inactive last week, why would he be active this week? It seems like the decision kind of was made last week.
Well, it'll be made again this weekend. We'll see what happens.
How do you think Leonard has done specifically the second half of the season?
We like where Leonard was at. You know, we like what he was doing. He was getting pressures and everything else, and he was causing disruption. And when he was out there, he was doing great.
Who, one or two guys jumped to mind as kind of the most improved guys from when you guys gathered in April till this point?
That's a tough question. Let me think for a second.
Okay.
If I can give you an answer. I would say Dozier and McClendon. In my eyes, there's a few of them, but I would say Dozier and McClendon.
Did you guys vote your team MVP?
Okay. Not yet.
It's interesting that you say McClendon. He's one of the oldest guys on the team.
Well, those things he worked at and got better at this year that he wasn't doing as much last year.
Richard Robinson being a scratch, inactive last week. What's not happening there?
Learning.
Jones over him, the rookie.
Yeah, we had guys and some things we want to do. It's just coaching football decisions. Some things we have for some people, some things we don't. And some people will be up, some people will be down.
Is it a matter of him still kept trying to get up to speed on system type stuff?
Some things Jones knows more that he's doing well, that we feel comfortable with, that we go with.
You guys kind of took a chance on Catanzaro, Todd. Obviously, you knew him a little bit from Arizona, but he had a tough year last year. How happy have you been with the way he's played for you this year?
We've been pleased with him. Obviously, he's been kicking the ball deep in the end zone. He's been making most of his field goals. He missed a couple. It may have been the Atlanta game and the weather, but we've been very pleased with him.
Everybody good?
Yeah. Thanks, Matt.